Iqembu le-Chicken Inn linqobele eMutare City nge-2-1 emdlalweni obusenkundleni eLuvivi. Njalo ohlohlele iqembu le-Chicken Inn uDaryl Nyandoro. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu le-Chicken Inn selilemiklomelo yesikhombisa ngemva kokudlala imidlalo emithathu. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Chicken Inn uJoey Antipas utshele intatheli izindaba zemidlalo ekupheleni komdlalo ukuba iqembu lakhe kumele lilungisise phambili ngoba abagali bakhe bedlalisa amathuba abawatholayo.
I thought we had a good performance, but we just need to work on.
Sidlale kuhle sibili okwanamhlanje, kodwa into esimele siyinanzelele kubana okuqathekileyo kubana sihlose. Esinye ukufuna kathesi kubana silungisise sibe ngabantu abahlohlayo ngoba akuncedi ukuba sibe lamathuba kodwa singawasebenzisi.
Kweminye imidlalo edlalwe namhla, iqembu leBulawayo City libe ngujike lobhanqa leqembu leBulawayo Chiefs emdlalweni obusenkundleni yePapa Fields. La maqembu abe ngu-1-1. Iqembu leNgezi Platinum linqobele iDynamos nge-1-0. ELeCAPS United libe ngujike lobhanqa 0-0 leFC Platinum. Iqembu leZ-PF Caraiba linqotshwe ngeleHerentals nge-1-0. ELeYada linqobele iBlack Rhinos nge-3-1. Kuthi iCapungu leHarare City libe ngujike lobhanqa 1-1. Imidlalo yeviki lesithathu iqhubekela phambili kusasa, lapho iqembu le-Highlanders lizadibana khona lele Triangle enkundleni yePapa Fields. Kuthi eleJapan iMine lizadlala lele Nicklut ngaseMaclass. Imelesitibe 7 nyuko Bulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanjini.